Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of Radiant Cash Management, hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rushil Dedhia from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Alvik. Good morning, everyone. We welcome you all to the 3Q FY25 earnings call of Radiant Cash Management. We thank the Radiant Cash Management team to give us this opportunity to host the call. Today with us, we have the entire management team of Radiant Cash Management, represented by Colonel David Devasayam, CMD, Mr. T. V. Venkataraman, CFO, Mr. Colonel Ben, COO, Mr. Alexander David, General Manager Operations, and Mr. Muthuraman, Director, Advisor and Strategy IR. Now, I hand over the call to MD, sir, for his opening remarks, post which we can shift to question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Rushil. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for Radiant's investor call. We are happy to report a healthy performance for this quarter ended December 31, 2024, with a 15.8% consolidated revenue growth and a 26.6% consolidated PAT growth over the same quarter last year. Better performance in our new initiatives of Ace Money, better cost control measures in our core operations, and robust growth in direct clients contributed significantly to this healthy performance for this quarter. Three out of our five key strategic initiatives have performed in a stellar fashion. Ace Money has grown at a healthy pace, both in top and bottom line. Alexander David will speak more on this matter later. Direct clients have grown at a brisk pace and today account for almost 15% of our RCMS revenues. Cash van operations continue to grow well and contribute significantly to our growth in revenues and profits. The remaining two initiatives, that is Diamond Bullion and Jewelry Logistics and Radiant Instant Credit, are yet to grow to a meaningful scale. These are major investments for us in the medium to long term. Management has taken several initiatives, including strengthening the sales team and the technological backbone, to grow this business at a brisk pace in the coming quarters. The sluggishness in the consumption sectors in the economy had its impact on the core business of retail cash management in the current quarter, which reported a muted growth in this quarter over the same period last year. The banks continue to be the prime clientele for Radiant. The company is reorienting itself as a business-to-business, sales-driven organization across all its businesses. The company is strengthening its sales team in all its regions to tap the huge unaddressed markets in retail cash management, valuable logistics, instant credit, as well as taking fintech to the rural areas and India's hinterland. And we believe that the efforts will bear fruit in terms of healthy growth in the upcoming quarters. The improvement in profitability continued for this quarter. The consolidated EBITDA margins have improved by 221 basis points from 17.7% in Q3 FY24 to 19.9% in Q3 FY25. The sharp improvement is on account of the same reasons we cited in the last quarter: strengthened cost control measures and a healthy turnaround in performance of Ace Money in this quarter. Our cash losses continue to be the lowest in the industry by a wide margin, a result of our robust risk management framework. We continue to maintain the highest return on capital employed and return on equity in the industry. We remain committed to providing transparent updates on our progress and answering any questions that you may have. I will now request Mr. Alexander Davis to speak about the progress achieved in Ace Money, followed by Mr. Venkatraman to speak about the financial performance and KPIs. It's over to you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining this earnings call. I will be presenting the update on Radiant Ace Money, our fintech subsidiary. I'm glad to inform you that Radiant Ace Money had an excellent quarter and has clocked ₹112 million in revenues for this quarter, which is 100% sequential growth over the previous quarter. The rapid scaling has also helped achieve healthy EBITDA margins for this quarter, contributing significantly to the overall consolidated performance of the Radiant Group. I would like to present a few numbers to put our scale of growth in perspective. We have installed over 52,000 POS machines in the first three quarters of the current financial year and well on course to achieve our target of 65,000 machines for the full year FY25. Our transaction volume in the current quarter was ₹175 crores, again exhibiting healthy sequential growth over the previous quarter. We are continuously expanding both our geographical footprint as well as service offerings to address the untapped markets in rural areas where digital access is still below 50% for merchant outlets, providing huge opportunities for growth. Strong pan-India network of the parent company provides synergy benefits for these growth plans. The regulatory environment is quite favorable, which continues thrust for financial inclusion in rural areas by the government and regulators, which provides the much needed initial impetus for creating the payment infrastructure. Going forward, our focus would be to improve the transaction volumes in each of our outlets for sustained growth over the medium term. The rest of the financial year is quite promising, both in terms of revenue growth and profitability. We will continue to provide regular updates on the progress of Ace Money to our investors as we scale greater heights in the upcoming months. I will now request the CFO, Mr. Venkatraman, to present our financial performance.
Thank you, Alex. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining on this investor call today. I will present the company's key performance indicators and financial performance for the quarter ended December 31st, 2024. During the first 9 months of this year, we added 51 new clients, 325 new end customers, and 6,744 new retail touch points in our retail cash management business. In this 9 month period, we handled ₹1.27 trillion of cash in line with our recent past quarters. Today, we service close to 77,000 touch points, covering approximately 14,000 pin codes across 8,900 plus locations and continue to have the widest network in the industry. For the third quarter ended 31st December 2024, the standalone revenue growth was 5.2% over the same period last year, which is lower than our historical average on account of sluggish consumer demand witnessed across all several sectors of the economy. However, consolidated revenues grew at 15.2%, supported by healthy growth in our fintech subsidiary. In terms of sectoral performance, we witnessed about 10% growth in e-commerce, organized retail and BFSI sector over the same quarter last year, and 14% growth in the petroleum sector. We also witnessed healthy growth of 47% in the cash run operation segment. However, e-commerce logistics witnessed 2% negative growth sequentially. We continue to report strong growth in our direct client segment, which now accounts for about 16% of our standalone revenues. Our BBJ segment is yet to stabilize and reported a marginal degrowth in this quarter. The management has redoubled its sales support in the DBJ business and our recent launch of InstaCredit, which will help improve the revenue growth in the coming quarters. Coming to the financial performance, the consolidated revenues for Q3 FY25 were ₹1176 million, representing 15.8% growth over the same quarter last year. The consolidated margin for the quarter stood at 19.9%, an improvement of 221 basis points over the same period of the previous year and 89 basis points over the previous quarter. The continued improvement in EBITDA margins in this quarter were achieved on account of strong focus on cost control, two healthy positive contribution to EBITDA from Espany, which is our fintech subsidiary, and healthy growth and contribution from our cash fund operations. The management is confident of further improvement in margins in the last quarter of the current year as well. The consolidated return on capital employed for the quarter was 23.6% annualized. Return on equity for the quarter was 22.3% annualized. I would like to highlight that the ROCE and ROE for Radian continues to be among the highest in the industry because of a strong and clean balance sheet, very low cash loss levels, high fixed asset turnover ratio, and strong working capital management. In summary, the quarter has been a continued healthy improvement in EBITDA margins over the previous year, supported by strong performance of our fintech subsidiary. I now hand over the floor for the question and answer session.
Thank you, gentlemen. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We got our first question from the line of Abhishek Chawla, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning all. So my first question is regarding Ace Money. So on the website, we can see you are also into the variable wallets. So could you throw some light how that is performing or that's insignificant?
Can you just repeat the question, please? We couldn't hear some background noise
over there. Okay, I'm saying as per the Radiant Ace Money website, it is visible that you are into the variable wallets as well. So my question is, how is that sector particularly performing, or is that very insignificant for Ace Money as of now?
Yes, thank you for the question. It is a very insignificant part of the revenue as of now, but it is something which we will definitely look to explore in the future.
Okay, and the second question is regarding InstaCredit. A few calls in the previous quarters, we have mentioned that you are training the on-ground staff to enroll people in InstaCredit. So how has that been working out?
Yeah, we have rolled out our training program across the regions, and we do have feet on street now to onboard more clients. And it is still a very it's not a very significant component. So you've not separately disclosed RIC points, revenues, etc. But we are hopeful that it will scale up in the coming quarters.
No, I'm not asking for any separate numbers. I'm just asking how has been the response of people when they interact with the sales people. That's it.
Yeah. We have rolled out the training, and that is, as an instance, we have onboarded several clients, and the technical, financial aspects of it have worked out very well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, one of our peers is going through some issues regarding default on debt. So, any color on this, if it is going to benefit us or any of our peers?
We don't operate in the similar segment as the competitor, as in so-called competitor in the overall industry. We don't have any significant impact on our business.
Okay. And also, how are we seeing our revenues and EBITDA going forward for the next 2 years?
Yeah, we are on the path of consolidating our profitability and focus on profitable growth.
and the trend line that we witnessed in the last three quarters, hopefully the improvement in profitability will continue. In terms of revenue growth, the core business growth is a little sluggish because of the overall economy. Depending on the economic performance, we are positive that it will exhibit better growth than what we witnessed in the current quarter.
All right, noted. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Abhishek Chawla, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. So regarding this quarter, the revenue which we have seen in Ace Money, how much of this revenue is one time because of the sale of machine and how much of it can we expect to be recurring? Could you throw some light on that?
See, at this point of time, we are in the process of expanding our presence. So, as Alex mentioned, we rolled out almost 52,000 plus POS machines. A substantial portion of our revenue is from rollout of machines, and transaction revenues will build over a period of time. At this point of time, the transaction revenues are very small.
Okay. So, the POS machines, you will command a rental on these going forward as well or not?
No, we may have some AMC revenues, but not rental. That's sold.
Okay, got it. So in the coming quarters, can we expect the same rollout intensity from your end for the POS machines?
We had indicated a guidance of 60, the target of 65,000 machines for the full year.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Chandramouli Jagannathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Well, you know, just seeing your presentation, the Radiant Valuable Logistics is losing money. When is it likely to turn profitable?
I'll take up this answer. Actually, this is a long-term, a medium to long-term investment for us. And with the fact that there are over 2 lakh registered dwellers in the country and valuables, you know, is an area which is only going to grow and with greater consolidation over the years, we have invested in this. We have placed infrastructure on the ground which meets the entire requirement of the market. But in terms of the actual business that is coming, because valuables are involved, so there is obviously going to take some time before the customers have faith and they start making use of our services. So that's the reason why the quality of our infrastructure is of the highest level, the best that's possible, even internationally that's available, so that the quality of service delivery on its own with a referral mechanism will gradually build up this business. But this is a business that we are invested in for the medium to long term.
Okay. And somebody has asked the same question. Maybe I just wanted to, sorry for repeating. The Ace Money, you have done about some 10 plus crores top line this quarter. Is it sustainable? I mean, the top line and the profitability on a quarterly basis? What is that we expect in the future?
Our target is, it's a very aggressive target we have internally to work towards growing this business. But beyond the 65,000 machines target, we have not put out a guidance for the next year. Hopefully in the annual, next quarter, we will be able to give a slightly longer term guidance on that. The market is fast evolving, but it's a huge untapped market. We've been saying this in the previous calls as well. There are 2 crore retail outlets in the country, and there are about 85 lakh POS machines, which means 45% penetration. So the balance 1.1 crore retail outlets don't have any form of digital payment mechanism at this point of time. And the government is seized of the matter and encouraging players like us to roll out these POS machines and bring all the retail outlets into the digital economy. So to that extent, I mean, the growth potential is fairly large. If you ask us quarter-on-quarter performance, I don't think we'll be able to give that kind of number, but the potential is fairly large.
Just wanted to tell you, 2 years back, Radiant did a bottom line of about some 60 plus crores. At least next year, can we expect that you will cross that number? Top line should be more than that because the EBITDA is comparatively less.
Yeah, so this last year and the current year has been in a period of investment for a sustained long-term growth. And as you can see, we have been consistently improving quarter-on-quarter our performance, and we expect this trend to continue, and hopefully we'll cross FY 23 numbers in 26, yeah. 24 numbers in 26.
So will the dividend policy as usual continue, sir?
Yeah, we have had a stated dividend policy, and we are likely to remain, that will continue to remain on track.
What is the net cash as on December, sir?
Well, you
yes.
Like to take the
yes, sir.
You have about 69 crores, 695 million. That's the net cash available as of December. Okay. I mean, that's gone down. I mean, the debt level has gone up. That is the case.
Because debt level has increased because of we use the debt levels only during the last 1 or 2 days of the month of the quarter to cater to the month-end requirements. That's one of the reasons why our interest cost has come down. But though the debt level has increased because of the month-end quarter and peaking requirements, the interest costs are a controlled interest cost. So it's only a temporary phenomenon.
So we can get normalized to the end of March?
I would not say that because
during the month-end, the requirement is high and gets normalized in the first week of the next month.
Oh. Thank you, sir. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sudeep Samanta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hello, David, sir. Actually, first, congrats, prop, get great set of number. And second thing, every con-call, you guys say like our EBITDA margin reached 20 to 25%. But still, it's less than 20. So when we expect next two quarter, three quarter, we reach at least 22 or 23, 25% EBITDA margin. This is the first question. Please answer.
Yeah. So as we explained in the previous question as well, we are in the investment mode, particularly the diamond bullion jewelry segment is still loss-making, pulling down our overall EBITDA margins. We expected to the DVD segment to break even in the next two quarters or so, post which our numbers should improve.
Okay. And what business we are getting from DVJ business?
It's hardly, in terms of top line, it is fairly small, 1.5% of 1.13% of our revenue.
So it could be 1.5 CR, right? Or 2 CR?
In terms of, no, for the quarter, the revenue.
For another quarter, for this quarter only.
1.2 crores of revenue.
Okay, great. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Doshi from White Whale Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Vya from White Whale. So thanks for the opportunity. My question was like, correct me if I'm reading this wrong, that your cash pickup and delivery Q3 last year versus Q3 has degrown by 4% versus network cash management has grew by 12%. But in the revenue model that you mentioned, your cash pickup is actually linked. It's a fixed amount and which is derived from each touch point, whereas NCM is the variable one. So to your point of consumption slowdown, shouldn't the numbers be opposite such that your cash pickup and delivery should grow because it's the fixed amount and your NCM should degrow? So am I reading this wrong, or like, what's your take on this?
No. The total cash handled includes a cash burial as well. Okay. So just to explain, we pick up cash and deposit in the banks. If it is the bank has a branch, we'll deposit in the concerned branch. If the bank doesn't have a branch, we'll deposit in our account and transfer it to the client electronically. So the second is called the network cash management. The first is the cash pickup and delivery. So the second is a subset of first. So in a sense, network cash management has grown because we have had good increase in tier 2 and tier 3 cities, number of points that have added. So that has contributed to healthy growth in the network cash management business. But still, even the overall total cash volume handled has grown about 1.7 or about a little less than 2% quarter on quarter, and about 6.5% sequentially over Q2.
Got it. So just one follow-up question. So you're saying that the cash pickup and delivery, that degrew by 4%, that is a fixed amount that you derive from each touch point, right? So your touch points have grown, or have
there's no degrowth at all? I don't know where you're getting that from.
So what I'm reading is cash pickup and delivery was 65% of your revenues of Q3 versus 60%. And then just doing the math.
You're talking about the revenue growth or the volume, cash volume pickup?
I'm talking about the revenue growth, assuming that's a fixed amount linked to the number of touch points.
So, even in the revenue of cash pickup and delivery, quarter on quarter, is it, or over 10 quarter last year? Over 10 quarter last year, there has been a marginal degrowth. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
So, my question was that despite the volumes growing, has your pricing dropped because cash pickup and delivery? It's a fixed amount that you charge from a point that degrew last year versus this quarter. So am I reading this wrong, or like, has there been like a price?
So see, that fixed price per point depends on what type of points that you have added. Whether it is a petrol bunk or a pharmacy will make a ocean of a difference, right? Because of the volume of cash that we get. So and also it is not one-on-one correlated with the cash volume, but as the cash volume increases, the per thousand cost will go down if you do the math. So it's not directly comparable. The marginal degrowth is on account of, I would say, the mix of points that we have added in this period.
Got it. So my second question would be just a qualitative comment on market shares in the retail cash management versus last year. Have you seen the competitive intensity increase, decrease, or stable?
I think we are continuing to have the leading market share in this retail cash management business. We are the market leaders, and our reading of the market is that we have maintained our market share. And there is no new players or no change in the competitive intensity of the business.
Go on. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question comes from the line of Jigar Savla from Vihas Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So I just wanted to understand on Ace Money, what is the kind of margins that you are currently having in this particular quarter?
This quarter we recorded a margin of close to about 25%.
Okay.
EBITDA margin.
And sir, if we look at our company, so we had a margin of around 25 to 30% just 2 years back, and now we are around 17%. So when do we expect to reach back to that older level of margins of 25 to 30%?
We never had 25 to 30% margin. The margin was 2 years back, we had about 25%. 25 around 25%.
Okay.
Yeah, so the current year, I don't know, we compute EBITDA margins, I think we are at 19.9%, this thing is an improvement over the last year. But consolidated EBITDA margins are about 19.9% in this quarter. And we expect it to continue to, this is for the quarter. For this quarter, the consolidated EBITDA margins is a shade less than 20. And we expect it to improve further.
Yeah. No, so for the financial year March 22-23, we had a EBITDA margin of around 30%. That's where I was coming from. That when do we reach to that kind of margin?
No, it was never 30%. It was somewhere in the range of about 26%. Now, I had said this even at the time when we were taking the company public, that we have to invest in these new initiatives as we go forward, because these are huge and humongous opportunity areas that are available today in India, which given our network that we have, we have to work towards building on it. And so our expenditures have considerably gone up as a consequence. Investing in these areas, investing in our sales, was investing in the requisite infrastructure. So that's the reason why it was a conscious decision that we undertook at a slight reduction in our EBITDA margins. Now you see there's a consistent growth towards the terminal objectives that we have in mind. And over the upcoming quarters, you will see the requisite improvement in EBITDA margins happening steady in a steady manner as we go forward. And we achieve success in each of these five initiatives.
So just understanding that we are basically expanding for the kind of investments that we are doing, which is related to PNL. So then what kind of top line growth do we have in mind? We have 25% kind of a top line growth in mind for next 3 to 5 years.
No, top line growth, we have said it will be high teens, 15-20%.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Harsh Vardhan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My question is actually regarding our footprint in terms of the number of PIN codes that we serve. And when I compare the Q3 presentation with last quarter's presentation, I can see that the total number of PIN codes has dropped from 14,888 to about 13,900. So is there any reason for why there is this drop in number of PIN code service?
Yeah, so this is actually correlated with our small degrowth in our e-com logistics business. Very low volume points became unsustainable for us to service because of the e-commerce players moving on. So it was a rationalization. But in terms of locations, if you see, we have continued to increase, added more locations within the PIN codes, within the existing PIN codes. It's a one-time cleanup of this thing because of the e-com logistics business.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Abhishek Chawla, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Okay. So over the past 2-3 years, could you throw some light on the route density? Like, has that gone up or it's still the same?
So route density has gone up. We've added about, close to 6,700 points in this 9 months. So that has improved our route density. But the overall cash volumes throughput has grown at, and the revenue growth are more or less in tandem. So whatever the reasons that we explained, as in the e-com logistics and the general overall economic slowdown, had resulted in the overall cash volume hovering
over a period of this 9 months, etc., at close to 9-10%, and starting in that range.
Okay. And got it. And regarding the jewelry business, as the sir mentioned in this call only, that it is taking time to onboard customers because there's a trust element involved. So let's say 1 or 2 years down the line, you are able to get those customers. So that same issue of trust is going to help us retain the customer, or they'll be able to switch if another competitor comes in to deliver the same service.
Yeah. So the penetration of organized sector players in the industry is very low. Okay, it is still a fairly unorganized. Like I said, the 2 lakh jewelers, registered jewelers, are there in the country. Our own estimate is hardly 10-12,000 are serviced by other organized players. So we don't expect competitive intensity to be hindering our growth. Rather, ability to build that trust should help us achieve bigger scale there.
Okay, just to say I interpreted it correctly, the jewelers, it is the first time they would be using a service like this to transport their jewelry.
Some of them, many of the smaller jewelers that we are onboarding will be first time using a organized player like us.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you very much, Rushil. I would like to thank all the participants for some really good questions, and there's quite a bit of food for thought for all of us here. This quarter has continued its trend of improvement in profitability on the basis of a healthy growth in consolidated revenue. I'm confident of continuing this trajectory with the help of our new initiatives to tap the huge opportunities for growth supported by our very strong management team. I would like to express my gratitude for your continued support and faith in Radiant. We are confident that our continuous efforts will yield promising results for all our stakeholders. Thank you for your time and your continued interest in our company. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines.